Downtown Toronto drivers can expect lane closures that could impact their travel for weeks, and in some cases years, to come. The affected roads include the Don Valley Parkway, Gardiner Expressway, Lakeshore Boulevard, Fort York Boulevard, and Blue Jays Way. However, the city says it is working to limit the headaches for drivers and people living in the affected neighborhoods. The northbound acceleration lane of the DVP from the Eastern Avenue on ramp to Queen Street East will be closed from January 12 until spring. This is required in order to access the bridge pier on the east side of the DVP as well as the underside of the structure, the city said in a news release. A contractor will conduct overnight work Jan. 12 and 13. The DVP on ramp at Eastern Avenue will also be closed overnight on both nights. Then, from Tuesday, January 14 until the spring, one eastbound and one westbound lane on Eastern Avenue will be closed between Sumac Street and Broadview Avenue, while one eastbound lane on Adelaide Street will be closed between Sumac and Eastern. Road restrictions will be in effect on Lakeshore Boulevard West and Fort York Boulevard, while Toronto Hydro upgrades underground electrical cables for new infrastructure at Ontario Place. Aging sanitary sewer. Until February 10, Fort York Boulevard will be closed between Fleet Street and Lakeshore Boulevard West, with no northbound access to Fort York from Lakeshore. Until April 1, Lakeshore Boulevard West is reduced to one westbound lane between Fort York Boulevard and New Brunswick Way. Between now and May 1, Blue Jays Way is closed between Front Street and Navy Wharf Court to replace an aging sanitary force main, a pressurized sewer that transports wastewater. Meanwhile, Gardiner Expressway lane restrictions between Dufferin Street and Strawn Avenue will begin March 25. The restrictions will remain in effect until the Gardiner Rehabilitation Project concludes in mid-2027. A short reopening for the FIFA World Cup festivities will take effect from May to the end of July 2026. Ongoing work on Lakeshore Boulevard East and Portlands for a flood protection project is also impacting roads in the area, the city said. University Avenue between College and Queen is also affected by long-term infrastructure work. The city says it is working to balance critical construction while limiting the impact on road users and neighboring residents. To keep traffic flowing during construction, the city is implementing a detailed congestion management plan that includes diversions, smart signal operations on key parallel corridors, and signal timing adjustments along key diversion routes, the city said. Traffic will be monitored and more measures such as the deployment of traffic agents will be implemented as required, the city said. You can find up-to-date information on projects in your neighborhood on Toronto Today's commuter information page for drivers.